This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Is that Nick Saban?
Yes.
What?
Yes,
God, it's only been in there since March 15th.
I'm always getting ready for the show, or I'm getting ready for the segment. I'm not listening to that, and I heard that, and I'm thinking,
I believe you.
Boy, he's really just doing some complaining there, ain't he? Lord almighty.
Think about it. You're going to have Nick Saban doing analysis this year. Yeah. For college football, you're going to have Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear Bill Belichick talk about other people's draft picks.
He is going to be on some of the coverage.
Well, what'd you think of this pick, Bill? It wasn't a white wide receiver. So
not
really,
from Rutgers or Navy.
Really don't like him.
Not a tight end.
I really think the Browns should have picked a white wide receiver there.
I have nothing to do with Aaron Hernandez. Kenny, do you think he'll be good? Do you think he will be a good analyst?
Reckless speculation.
Who's going to be a good analyst?
As a football player, I didn't know anything about the other stuff.
Belichick?
Even though Urban Meyer told me all about him behind the scenes.
Jeez, put the safety back on.
Reckless speculation.
He had all those great stats.
Stop doing it. Hey, what the hell? It's Friday.
No, we can't have that attitude.
You know what? You're the one in charge of the buttons over there.
We're out of
if he gets
already.
In trouble, I'm not going to stick up for him anymore.
All right, so Carlos Carrasco almost got to 90 at 89 pitches yesterday. Ended up giving two earned runs, struck out five and two-thirds. Scattering, Kenny. I just like to use the term.
He scattered.
Scattering, four hits. As the Guardians
spreading
did it again.
Fertilizer.
13-6.
True.
13-6.
Gardo's 13-6.
Do you walk around with the fertilizer, what do you call it?
The spreader?
The spreader, yes.
No.
Hand spreader, or I have a push spreader? And it's
yeah, I got a push spreader too, but yeah. No.
The wheel, do you
it's
have a good
for
wheel?
Salt.
Yeah, but no, I don't use it for salt. I got one of the big, measuring spoon deals deals.
Wow.
And I put it in a big bucket, and then I just.
I like to do it like old man Marley. Just put it
with
in
a shovel.
Giant metal trash can and a shovel.
And then stare at the kids next door.
Yep.
But you know
you
what?
Would have been turned in.
I love old man Marley sitting at church. He's like, you know, I'm not what people say about me. You could smile. Maybe they would. Maybe kids wouldn't make up horrific rumors about you if you just smile at him once
in
a while.
Serial killer clothes.
Maybe
out
a
the
change
house.
Of clothes would help. Yeah.
It might be nice.
Who knows?
Me and my son don't talk to each other anymore.
Wonder why.
I wouldn't smile at him. And then he started making up rumors about me killing a bunch of people and making salt out of their bodies.
So Carlos Carrasco, now 1-1 on the season, 3.44 ERA. Here is Stephen Vogt on what he saw.
That was outstanding. I mean, after the first, he really settled in and was efficient after that. And, again, we talk about just his veteran ability to make pitches. Even up to this point, when he's had struggles, he's found a way to wiggle out of them. So really good for him to give us some length right there. And then, obviously, the back end of the bullpen was phenomenal again.
Is that what happened? Is Lima's dad just like an old man Marley in Hinsdale, Illinois, and we just don't know? Me and my son don't talk to each other anymore.
That could be it. The next time you take the kids to Chicago.
I would say next time we have Danny Parkins on, forget about the book.
He and his fat friend make up rumors about me on the radio out in Cleveland.
Carlos Carrasco, 37 years old, and he was dealing yesterday. And I think big news because we're talking about just getting through, right? Getting through it when Bieber's out. Who knows about Tristan McKenzie? I mean, we are going to be monitoring every pitch today.
Yeah.
This is why it's big for other guys to come in and step up. And when you take three out of four in Fenway like that, just absolutely spectacular.
That was awesome. It was it was a little scary in the sixth inning, but well, once the base is cleared, I'm like, all right, let's just get out of this thing and move on. And for whatever reason, after the inning, after the sixth, I'm like, oh, they'll hold on to it. They'll be fine. Sure as hell, man, they held on to it. Got a lot of confidence in this group. So, a lot of fun to watch them.
So, monitoring what the velocity will be today with Tristan McKenzie. How about we monitor Deshaun Watson and the zip as he's getting closer and closer to returning. Andrew Berry, as heard right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan in real time, talking about the rehab and where he's at.
Deshaun was thrown up to 40 yards. Like, he's in a pretty good spot. Progressing, you know, as appropriate. We're really, really pleased with the work that he's put in and really pleased with how the shoulder's responding. But we're still in the middle of a rehab process. So we know that it can take, you know, different, you know, left and right turns, but we're pretty optimistic in terms of what we've seen so far.
I mean, music to my ears, I guess it all is still a song.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Somebody who's always a cynic, like, I've been skeptical on these things. Let's see it actually play out. But I mean, I can't sit here and think that they're all lying about Deshaun Watson. I think this is a very good indicator.
If he can throw it 40 yards and eventually be able to throw it 50 yards, that's just about as far as you need him to throw it, to be honest with you. So we're feeling
pretty
good. In
the Stefanski offense, what do you truly need?
There you go.
But I do think this beats the alternative of them just not saying anything. Because you know for a fact, if they were beating around the bush, not really going in depth, then yes, I'd be worried. I do find it interesting. I see people keep clipping the headline of, yes, he should be ready week one. We're confident. Like, I week one, it seems like he could go out there and throw this week if they had some kind of a game. Like, why are we even throwing in week one? That's the stuff that makes me nervous.
What do you mean by that?
Just the fact that they even have to talk about week one.
Well, because I think that's what everybody's asking. And again, we don't know this injury because it's all baseball pitchers. So here's a football player. And since we don't know about the recovery here, and by the way, that's all what fans care about. They just care about week one. They don't care about anything in March or April or whatever. They care about week one. And so as long as they tell people he's ready for week one, I think people are going to be right along there with him.
We are now on the eve of NBA playoff basketball back in Cleveland. Game one tomorrow, 1 o'clock between the Magic and your Cavaliers, the 4 seed. And I do believe the gamblers are on the side of the wine and gold. I don't know if fans here are on the side of the wine and gold based on what I've heard this week, but they've increased their odds as being a favorite. I think it's up to 5 points they're laying for game one. Meanwhile, Tristan Thompson knows once the playoffs start, that means physicality.
I just think you hate the opponent more and more as the series go on, right? So that's why intensity's up, because you're just more angry and frustrated. You keep seeing the same guy for about 2 weeks straight. So, of course, every round is more on the line. There's less games. There's more eyes. The media crowd becomes bigger. More family members start wanting to come to games. So, but that's part of the playoffs, though. You know, I love it. I embrace it.
We are just a day away, and I'm wondering, we'll take the temperature a little bit later on here on the fans, if it's taking them a week to rid themselves of the shame of tanking the fourth quarter against the Hornets as they are now getting ready to start that
Darius
next
season. Darius said they weren't afraid of the smoke. We'll play that at 7. He said they were not about tanking in the fourth quarter. They ain't afraid of any smoke.
Well, you're going to have more play-in games tonight. I don't know if that's going to be on your radar, Ken, as we are.
Well, why wouldn't it be on my radar?
Well, just the end of the play-ins. And then transitioning to
let's playoff basketball. I put on NBA games in the background anyway, so why wouldn't it be on my radar? I mean, after the Gardos play tonight, why wouldn't I have anything on?
I think it's great. It sucked that there weren't any games last night. Last night there needed to be some
you know
games.
What? I'm okay with it. I thought it was a nice break from everything.
So the Bulls take on Miami. Miami not going to have Jimmy Butler, and then Sacramento and the Pelicans at 9:30. So, you know, not the best of matchups. We were thinking there could be a universe where it was going to be Golden State and the Lakers. Certainly not going to be the case. Now, Pelicans without Zion.
Yeah.
Man, it is just so hard. These guys load manage all year, and then where are we at? No Jimmy Butler, because no Zion.
Tone, I don't,
Alex Caruso is banged up.
The old heads, old style guys just might be right, man. I don't know how much help it is to load manage. They're doing the science. They say it doesn't really help. I think the only sport it might help a little bit in is football, and I think you'd have the argument about that, whether or not that helps.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile,
because you got to toughen up the skin.
Donovan Mitchell just 2 days ago said he is 100%. I know there are some people in town do not believe him.
Including Brown or Cavs beat reporter.
Yeah, Fedor said he didn't necessarily believe him, but Donovan's not looking for excuses. When he says he's going to be 100%, that is a guy that doesn't want to hear excuses about anything. That's it for about last night.
Kevin Stefanski, 8 o'clock, tough talking tone, is going to be asking him a lot of questions. I'm going to be asking a lot of softballs. Let's be honest about this. No, Kevin Stefanski is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Up next, this is your last chance this week to do it. I just want to make sure if you don't, you say it. Because we've been begging all week. Really, Tone's been begging all week. This is your last chance to do it. It's Friday. What is it? I'll tell you next on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.